and it is the time of year when there's so much to do, so many places to go, so many things to see.
And so little time to do it.
And it's all family related. And joining us, as she does every Thursday morning, to tell us about some of the stuff that you might want to plan for your weekend, from Guide Live in Dallas, here's Teenie Ricciardi. Morning, Teenie.
Good morning, Dave and Amy.
All right, let's get started, because there is a lot to talk about.
Yes, as you mentioned, the first Saturday in December is always one of the most busy days of the month as holiday festivals and celebrations kick into high gear. So I've got a little itinerary for you guys this Saturday. There is so much going on, so I figured, you know, tell you where you can get some food, where you can see Santa, and then, you know, maybe where you can end.
So like a full day.
Like a full day.
Awesome.
And these are only five of the events happening. I mean, there are more than 30 events happening all weekend, most of them holiday related. So no matter what part of the Metroplex you're in, there's something for you. But one of my favorite events that happens around this time of year is the DFW Tamale Festival and Christmas Market at the Dallas Farmers Market. So I'm a huge tamale eater, and every time the holidays come around, that's sort of what I associate with them. So there's a whole festival devoted to them on Saturday morning starting at 9 a.m. and it runs to 5 p.m. And if you go, there will be all sorts of festive things like carolers singing Christmas music. There will be an ice skating rink, and then, of course, local vendors selling tamales. So get some samples and grab a dozen to share with your family on Christmas Day. Best part of this event is you can bring all the family you want because entry is free.
All right, that's the food part. Let's move on to the event part.
Yes. Okay, so parades are going to be a big thing this weekend. So if you're near Dallas or Fort Worth, you'll want to check one out. Now, the one in Dallas is the Dallas Holiday Parade, and as you guys may be familiar with, it almost didn't happen. So the event in 2016 was canceled due to inclement weather, and that's when the Children's Health and Holiday Parade, so that's what it was called last year. It lost its title sponsor and its funding. But on November 15th, Toyota stepped in, and so the event is going to happen, a very last-minute contribution. So the parade starts at 10 a.m. It marches down Commerce Street from Houston Street all the way to the recently reopened Statler Hotel at St. Paul. So you can expect theme floats, costume characters, and then, of course, appearances from Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, and if you're really a parade freak, then you can hustle right over to Fort Worth and catch theirs.
Yeah, the Christmas in the Stockyards is an event happening this weekend. So that starts at 11 a.m. And, of course, it's in the Stockyards in Fort Worth, and the area will host festive activities like photos with Santa, storytelling with Mrs. Claus, carolers, cowboy poetry. So not much is different about the cattle drives that day, except there is one at 4 p.m. that is also a holiday parade. So again, entry to that is free, as is the Dallas Holiday Parade. And I guess Mrs. Claus and Santa are going to be the ones hustling between Dallas and Fort Worth this weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure they will be. All right, so we've eaten and we've had some activities, and then we need something in the evenings to keep us busy.
Yes, so this is going to be more adult themed. Drop the kids off at home and head to Denton Square, where all the businesses will be celebrating Waffle Weekend. So Waffle is an essentially a type of hot cider, and all you have to do is walk around the square and accept free samples. Now, this actually is a kid-friendly event, but some of the waffles that will be served, they may include alcohol, so you'll want to ask before you drink. And then if you're over in Dallas, you'll want to pop over to Deep Ellum for some of the best people watching of the year. So the neighborhood hosts its annual Krampus Walk on Saturday evening, during which residents will be dressed as the holiday monster. Now, if you're not familiar with Krampus, he is known as the Christmas Devil over in Europe. And according to legend, he searches for all the naughty kids on Christmas to give them more than just coal. So, you know, a great incentive to stay nice throughout the year.
Right. Oh, great incentive to tell your kids to behave when they're with you.
Exactly. So that walk begins on Elm Street at the bar called Wits End at 7 p.m. You can grab a drink over there or anywhere else in the neighborhood to be a part of that.
All right, Teenie, thank you very much. Have a great
weekend.
Yeah,
you guys enjoy your weekend.
All right, we sure will. There's Teenie Ricciardi. You can see her work and all the stuff going on in Dallas-Fort Worth all the time at guidelive.com.
Never